Now, a story about the pandemic, which has been a real struggle for many small business owners. That includes immigrants, who run nearly a quarter of small businesses in the U.S. Self-employment can mean financial stability in a new country, but the past 2 years have forced many owners to change how they operate. Yasmin Emmer from our station WBUR reports.
Ever since the pandemic hit, Carlos Espinoza Toro has been very, very busy.
The last 2 years were almost like, 100 years in 1 year.
He's describing what it was like to help small businesses survive.
It was one after another, like 30 minutes, next. Okay, ready? Yeah, next, next, next.
For the last 6 years, Espinoza Toro has been a director at a nonprofit called the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation. His job was to help businesses in Greater Boston, primarily owned by people of color and immigrants, work more efficiently. During the pandemic, the need was urgent.
If we wouldn't have been here to help these folks, we would have had boarded up storefronts in the middle of the biggest corridors here in the city of Boston.
Espinoza Toro and his team helped business owners apply for relief grants and loans, but he kept running into the same problem. A lot of owners didn't have their business documents in order. Many kept track of finances using good old-fashioned pen and paper. Some didn't even use email.
But during the last 2 years, they had to learn how to do Zoom. They had to learn how to use the different tools. All of that stuff takes time. So all of that was important for their digital readiness.
Digital readiness suddenly turned from a nice-to-have into a necessity. Without basic computer skills, it was hard to apply for relief money. And these days, to attract more business, you pretty much have to be on the web. Argentina Villar and her partner Harlan Lara recognize that. They own Los Mágicos Barbershop in Dorchester, a neighborhood of Boston. The couple reached out to Espinoza Toro and his team for help digitizing their business. As Lara buzzes a client's hair, VR pulls out her phone and looks at reservations on their new online booking system. She says it significantly reduced wait times. It also helps her find new clients and keep track of who's coming back. You have a lot of returning customers.
That's right, this is good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
VR also shows me her social media accounts, an Instagram page of fresh haircuts.
This is before and this is after.
Now, is it important of you to put pictures online?
Sí, sí. Muy importante porque vía online.
Yes, she tells me. Because of it, she's gained new customers. The couple also owns a small construction and cleaning company. Between the two businesses, they have 10 employees. VR says because of these businesses, their employees can support their families. She's immensely proud to give work to her community. They built their businesses shortly after they immigrated from the Dominican Republic, but the pandemic threatened everything. So VR decided to do something about it. She spent countless hours learning new digital skills. She says it was frustrating and difficult. But it worked. She pulls up a neatly organized spreadsheet, something else she recently learned how to do. On it, some pretty solid returns. The barbershop was barely breaking even in 2020. But in 2021, it made a modest profit. The construction and cleaning business quadrupled its pre-tax profit in that year, too. The new technology wasn't a magic bullet, but VR says it played a big role in that growth.
Oh my God, it's better. And we can find everything like fast and you become organized.
How does it feel to be able to do all of this stuff now?
I feel, oh my God, very, very, very nice. I feel like, like I'm the best.
Carlos Espinoza Toro estimates around 80 businesses he's worked with permanently implemented some kind of digital system since the start of the pandemic. That's part of a larger trend. According to the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, the number of members that started doing at least some of their business online more than doubled during that time.
But when the pandemic came, it was a need, so they had to do it. And the exercise of doing it actually allowed them to become better business owners.
At Los Mágicos, the clients sit and chat while music plays over the speakers. Espinoza Toro says businesses like this one are more than a financial backbone. They're cultural cornerstones. Their owners have established themselves in a new country. Now they're carving out their space in the digital world, too. For Here and Now, I'm Yasmin Emmer.